Kai Khushruth I is the first where we can see these changes. He comes to the throne in 1204, that fateful year, and only rules for a short time. He dies in 1210. But he is followed by a succession of sons and collateral relatives who, through the 13th century, build up Konya as a Muslim city. And there's several important developments that we can stress that stretch over all of these reigns in the 13th century, which really transform Asia Minor from a Byzantine Christian world into Turkey. A term that's already being used in the 13th century, but now it really acquires religious and cultural significance in the 13th century. One of these is, of course, the staffing of Konya with Muslim officials, usually from Iran. The adoption of Arabic and Persian as the administrative languages. And while there are elements of Byzantine statecraft and ceremony, these are just additions to what is fundamentally a mulk in Islamic state. And this is assisted by the fact that, at least in the initial stages, the Mongol invasions were a good thing for the Seljuk sultans. Eventually, they didn't turn out that way when the Mongol army showed up at Kersadan and essentially destroyed the Seljuk army on a day. But in the earlier stages, the Mongol invasions in Central Asia and in Iran in the early 1220s drove many Muslims west, especially well-trained Persians, Sufi mystics, or religious thinkers, and many of them arrived at the court of Konya where they were appreciated and employed. And as I always have said on other occasions, the early 13th century sees almost a second Turkish migration into Anatolia, complements of the Hun Mongols, and at the same time sees many Arabic and Persian-speaking specialists, craftsmen, administrators, religious thinkers showing up and giving these sultans of Konya the means to construct an Islamic state and an Islamic civilization. The sultans of Konya are also extremely active in promoting commerce. They capture a number of important ports on the southern shore of Asia Minor, especially the great fortress of Alanya, which falls to them and becomes one of the main ports for the carrying trade into the caravan routes. It's actually it's an entrepot where the Genoese set up a factory in the 1220s and tap into the trade networks of Asia Minor. They're responsible for building caravanserai, these caravan palaces, which fan out across the routes of Asia Minor and link Anatolia with the wider Near East. And these caravanserai, what they are is they come in three sizes, actually. But they are fortified places where caravans can rest for up to 3 days. They provide quarters for camels, for horses. You're protected. There's a garrison there. They're actually sustained by the revenues of agriculturalists, most of them Christians, who are required to pay for the upkeep. This is the so-called fafik in Ottoman Turkish, which survives as a word for bank in modern Turkish. And in any event, they sustain these caravans, and so the caravans know that they have about it's about a journey of 1 day between each of these stations, that they have a network of places to rest where they are secure from brigands, where there's exchange tables, quarters, and so they can easily move goods by land, which is always difficult, from the interior of Asia Minor, that would be slaves, that would be silver, metals, all the hides and products, into Syria, Iraq, and Iran. And what happens is that the core of Asia Minor is now integrated into a Muslim Near Eastern economy. And this is accomplished in the 13th century. It's accompanied with the issuing of the first significant silver coinage in Asia Minor by the sultans of Asia Minor, the sultans of Konya. It sees the adaptation of pre-existing architectural elements, Byzantine and Armenian both, for the first impressive building programs in Asia Minor in almost 200 years. There hadn't been much significant building since the late Macedonian period, at least at the regional level. By the 1220s, 1250s, Seljuk Turks have devised their own type of mosques, jami'i in Turkish, in Arabic and Turkish, and Konya becomes a Muslim city as a skyline. You have madrasas, that is religious schools, which in effect replace monasteries. You have mosques. You have a whole building surge which begins to transform the public and religious look of cities across Asia Minor. And what happens is by 1300, you have moved from a Byzantine Christian skyline to a Turkish skyline, complements of the Seljuk sultans of Konya.